goshawk. A goshawk is a big, sturdy bird of prey. A member of the hawk family, goshawks are closely related to the more familiar sparrowhawks. These two species look a lot alike, with the same slate-grey feathers above and the same distinctive stripes across their undersides, although goshawks are a good deal bigger and bulkier. A female goshawk, the females being much larger than the males, are as big as a buzzard, with a wingspan of more than a metre across. All these standout features, their impressive size, white beneath with standout grey stripes and intense, piercing amber eyes that match their yellow legs and talons, make goshawks a truly stunning and powerful looking bird. But goshawks are not a species we're especially familiar with in Ireland. For a start, goshawks are elusive by nature, more at home flying high through treetops, out in the depths of forested landscapes, than hanging about where humans tend to be. Goshawks have evolved especially to weave their way through woodland habitats. Big, strong wings with rounded tips help them to manoeuvre with agility, changing direction quickly to pursue prey at speed while avoiding crashing into trees. Mostly, it's wood pigeons, thrushes, crows and rooks that they pluck from the layers of the forest canopy, along with an occasional squirrel. Goshawks are exceptional predators. As well as their agility among a tangle of tall trees, hawks have incredibly powerful eyes. Hawk eyes is a description we're all familiar with, and for good reason. The striking, rich amber-yellow colour of goshawk eyes is just the beginning. These birds have far better vision than we do, with stronger muscles around the eyes and far more cones than most animals have, the cells that process vision so that they can process their surrounds more powerfully than we ever could. A hawk's field of focus is packed with far more detail than we might ever imagine, so that they can stalk potential prey from afar, with every little detail becoming crystal clear. As well as distance and detail, hawks see a far more colourful world than we do, richer and more varied in their ability to see colour, with a bonus ability to see ultraviolet patterns in the woodland plants and animals that they live among. Being a bird of woodland habitats, Ireland would have been an ideal place for these wondrous all-seeing goshawks. Though their history is not quite clear here, goshawks would have been an integral part of the ecology of Ireland for millennia. But when the vast wild woodlands that once covered most of this island were cleared during Tudor times, and landscapes subsequently tamed and framed into a mosaic of open grassy fields, woodland animals like goshawk would have found themselves exiled, moving between isolated fragments of forest, struggling to survive in increasingly inhospitable terrain. Like the wild wolves, who were evicted through a combination of habitat loss and persecution, goshawks became fugitives in their own lands. Over in Britain, they were especially resented for their tendency to take pheasants, grouse, and other game birds, depriving genteel folk of their cherished gunshot fodder. Pigeon fanciers aren't exactly fans of goshawks either, given that nice, bulky pigeons are a favourite food for goshawks. For this, goshawks have been persecuted quite deliberately, and still are. By the late 19th century, goshawks had been obliterated from both Britain and Ireland. But being a charismatic and enthralling raptor, loved by many, and especially cherished by falconers, not everyone wanted them gone. Falconers and ornithologists in the UK brought some trained goshawks in from Scandinavia in the late 1960s, and here and there, A few were intentionally released into the wild. This was enough for goshawks to regain a foothold, especially in northern England, Scotland and Wales. Through the 1970s, 80s and 90s, goshawks gradually recolonised Britain, and now they are making a subtle comeback here in Ireland too. Since about 2010, goshawks have been breeding in northern counties, Derry, Antrim and Down. More recently, they've been settling into parts of Munster too, recorded in half a dozen sites across the uplands of Cork and Kerry. These exiled hawks are a most welcome returnee, seemingly content to sustain themselves on wood pigeons, crows and squirrels. Still scarce, it is at least conceivable that goshawks will, in time, reclaim their place as top predators of the wooded realm, ever balancing the ecology of woodland habitats, necessary hunters, visionaries for a wilder future.